Sorry being for so jumpy to get up here first before the song. We are so grateful to be invited again this year to come and share fellowship with you guys. I'm from Metro Lutheran Ministry. We're a faith-based Lutheran nonprofit organization in Kansas City. We have 6 locations on both sides of the state line. And for 43 years, we've helped really, really poor and homeless people in a number of ways. And, you know, sometimes in Kansas City, we get a little full of ourselves and we think, well, we've been around for 43 years and we know something. And then I come up here and I realize you guys have been here for 151 years. Thank you very much. And by comparison, we're very humble about that. I'm from Trinity Lutheran Church in Mission, Kansas. It's a Missouri Synod church. And it just so happens today we have other guests. My wife Naomi is here. You want to raise your hand? Okay. And another 2 other friends of ours, Rex and Gloria Geralds from Trinity Lutheran, are here also. And our little story is we decided to camp last night at Weston Bend State Park, a short distance. And we knew there was a 40% chance of rain. Goodness sakes, there must have been an inch of rain. But it was great to be in a dry tent. And they do have hot showers there. So we had a fun overnight before we came here today. A year ago when I was here, I kind of prodded you guys a little bit and said you guys didn't look very smart. And I challenged you to come to our Trivia Bowl, which is held every fall. And so Pastor Ed led a team from St. Paul down to our Trivia Bowl, and you guys stood up, and you were very, very good that night. So yes. Anybody here on that team that went? Yes, you guys were very good. And also, you know, the Christmas in July thing, thank you for making that part of your month of July here. And what that's about is, it isn't about, you know, getting a G.I. Joe's or, you know, games that are going to last 4 weeks and then, you know, be thrown away. This is really, emergency assistance for people in poverty. We serve 1,000 families, 3,000 people on average. And it's not trinkets and games. It's clothing, food coupons, you know, things that really poor families need. So, you know, small appliances, you know, things like that. So thank you for participating in that ministry. Rather than me sort of verbally tell you what we do in terms of our programs and the people we serve, I have a video today, and some of the people we serve speak for themselves, and it comes across better. So I'm going to step aside and let that video show.
I lived on the street for a year. I was homeless, living in my car. So that's why this program, Project Care, is just so unbelievable. You know, I'm off the streets. I've got a roof over my head. I've got a support system, you know, that helps me out with case management. So we can deal with all my problems, my psychiatric problems, my physical problems that I know I have. All these people in place that I could call at any time and get some support, vent, you know, if I'm really, you know, out of whack and just need to get focused, refocus. So this program is just going to be on my phone.
Streets, all kinds of stuff, and people's vehicles, my vehicle. I mean, I just, you know, moved around. I was really sick, and emotionally and mentally. And my case manager and Steve Oswald. That's a lot of it. And Steve Osborne from Raya got me interview with Joseph and last November. or October or November, and they called me in January, beginning of January, and told me if I could move in, that I had been approved, which was awesome. You know, I'm awesome. And it's helping me gain some stable footing. I go to Basic Day College now.
And I started doing that, and I had a home and stuff, and I was doing getting broken and stuff, and now I got a house, and I got a farm, and I got a car, and I invested in getting my head of life.
I just started since Metropolitan Lutheran with the garden in our neighborhood. And I met Stella, and we had our own personal bees down there, so I thank God for that, because with the high price of food going up and that sort of thing, there's nothing like fresh produce.
Sip.
Take them out. And I pinched him too.
Well, Ken, actually, there's a friend of mine introduced me to Jacob. Came down and told me I was looking for an appointment. There was another gentleman working at the time, ended up arresting him for me. Got me set up using the computers. Jacob was nice enough to, he gave me bus pass to use to get back and forth. General Weens, basically, just a lot of work on the computer, going online and from home. If I can't even look for appointments, etc. And I was successful in going through here.
We work throughout the past summer and the fall winter in the storage area that we have at the Metropolitan office over on Holtz. And it's a rewarding thing. Makes you feel grateful for what you have, and makes you think about what other people need.
Just a brief update on that video. The woman that talked about breakfast, yesterday at that same place, we served 260 people, 60 pounds of sausage, which was a record for us. You know, and they also, the man who found a job through our employment center is now one of my bosses. He's on our board of directors. So the life cycle keeps going, and the needs never stop. I want to close today with just a few readings from Scripture that have to do with poverty and with the privilege we have to share after the teachings of Jesus. And, you know, starting in the first century after Jesus' life, disciples, the apostles were still present. They were figuring out how to be Christians in community. And this is from Acts 4th chapter. All the believers were in one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. From James, second chapter. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? This is from Luke 12. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God. From Matthew 6, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Also Matthew 6, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where the thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And finally, this is from Matthew 25. This is, we're told, how the conversation's going to go upon our death, at our judgment. And this is what we hope Jesus says to us. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." So thank you for sharing in ministry, for sharing in discipleship, and I thank you for the honor of being here as your guest today.
Guests and visitors who also sign in, so welcome to that, as well as the members, all the information in there. Filling out the information.